They call it in some circles the whistling pig, or the marmot of monarchs, or the woodchuck. But lawyers for the most part know the creature by its festive holiday name, Groundhog, as in Groundhog Day. Now, you might think that there's very little connection, really, between lawyers who spend a lot of time holed up in a law library, who sometimes wear fur coats, and who come out every once in a while to predict the outcome of a particular case, and little animals who spend a lot of time holed up in the ground, who wear fur coats, and who come out every once in a while to predict the outcome of a particular season. But you'd be wrong. Law and groundhogs are actually more connected than you'd think. In fact, groundhogs have made their mark on law in the United States nearly as much as they've made their mark on lawns. It's because nearly 100 years ago, a clever criminal defendant first used the groundhog in an attempt to raise the shadow of a doubt within his criminal case. First, some background. We as a nation haven't been particularly accommodating of the groundhog. Sure, we eagerly await the rising of Pennsylvania's Punxsutawney Phil each February and his extended weather forecast. But as a class, groundhogs haven't been embraced by those who've trod upon this great land's fields and, as one court wrote, stepped into a groundhog hole and fell. Perhaps it's best if I read to you the language from a law still on the books today. This is from the Delaware Code, Section 797. The animal known as woodchuck or groundhog shall not be a protected form of wildlife in this state. And then Delaware Section 798. The woodchuck or groundhog may be hunted, trapped, caught, shot, killed, sold, shipped, or otherwise disposed of by any person and at any time. Or this poetic language extolling the joys of September in the open, written by a court in the 1960s. The drumming of partridge, the whirring of quail's wings, or even the more prosaic joy of sniping at muskrats and groundhogs. Now, it's clearly not open season on our February friend in all states, but it's that sort of anti-marmot mentality that's given rise to the use of the groundhog as a defense in more cases than you'd imagine. If you're arrested, the lowly groundhog often provides a convenient conspirator, one who can't testify against you. A few real examples. Defendant A is arrested for burglary. Defendant A says he was hanging around another's house merely to hunt groundhogs. Defendant B is arrested with suspicious gun or lots of high-powered ammunition or pipe bombs or cyanide. Defendant B claims the weaponry is used to eradicate a nasty groundhog problem. Defendant C's truck is stopped, and police find a suspicious stain on the passenger's seat. Defendant C claims it came from a groundhog. Now, these people don't often win. But really, the groundhog doesn't either. It just doesn't pay to be a varmint. Not even in, of all places, Punxsutawney Phil's home state, where the groundhog is considered a game animal. It's clearly a fair-weather friend you've got in Pennsylvania, Phil. I'm Amy Guida.